Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state's first-in-the-nation primaries in New Hampshire is leading towards Senator Bernie Sanders. Pete Buttigieg is close behind.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Behind Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The people of New Hampshire, because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
Klobuchar's campaign is planning to expand staff in Nevada, South Carolina, and other Super Tuesday states. Despite trailing, Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is still hanging on.
If we have the courage to fight hard, we are going to win.
Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're dropping out of the race. And Deval Patrick plans to suspend his campaign on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Harvey Weinstein supposedly wanted to testify at his rape and sex assault trial in New York City, but his lawyers said no to that. Now the disgraced movie mogul's defense team has rested its case. It's preparing closing arguments expected tomorrow. Weinstein's lawyers took just 3 days to call witnesses in an effort to raise doubts about his accuser's claims. Virginia lawmakers have approved a bill that would give local governments the power to remove Confederate monuments. The bill allows for cities and counties to alter, cover, remove, relocate, or contextualize the monuments in their public spaces. Over 200 breeds competed at the 144th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, but a standard poodle named Siba took home Best in Show. Her handler, Paul Kloss, says,
"This is her final show. She's been out for 2 years, campaigning up and down the coast, out into the middle of the country."
A Whippet placed second. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The World Health Organization says it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within the next 18 months. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. household debt exceeds $14 trillion for the first time ever. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York releasing a report that says Americans increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter as more households took out loans to try to buy homes or refinance their existing mortgages. That report also says total debt for people ages 18 to 29 rose to a new record of a combined over $1 trillion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It remains our vision, ladies and gentlemen, and we got to count on you. I mean, this is America. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about all of us. You know, the American idea that we continue to pursue, and you know, for everyone that is, you know, this isn't about politics. This is about putting our best foot forward and making the most of our investment. I mean, look at the cost of our government today and how it continues to, you know, in part get out of hand. And this is why in my continued conversations with people who know Donald Trump directly, I keep saying, look, after you get reelected, let's focus on the deficit. I think that is a clear challenge and opportunity for the future for all Americans, that we got to start getting this deficit going in the opposite direction of what Barack Obama did in jettisoning it and almost doubling it in the 8 years of his presidency. And what do we have to show for it? You know, we had to still rebuild the military, which was a big reason. And then, you know, Eddie Scarry, I got to bring you in on this one right away. Eddie is a commentary writer for Washington Examiner, and he's with us right now. Eddie, I've maintained that, you know, here the Democrats have been yelling and screaming about quid pro quo. When you look at that $23 trillion in deficit that we find ourselves in right now and continuing to grow, that is the ultimate of quid pro quo, because you've got Democrats and Republicans saying, okay, I want this, well, give me this. You know, President Trump wanted $1 trillion for the military because we had to rebuild the military. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But Nancy Pelosi and Schumer weren't about to give the president, you know, which is ridiculous, give the president a $1 trillion victory or whatever, which we needed to rebuild, because last time I checked, I don't think the military is discriminate between Republicans and Democrats and say, no, we're only going to protect Republicans. We're not going to protect Democrats. Last time I checked, they're pretty apolitical, you know, for the most part. And, you know, the bombs and that they use to defend our country is equal opportunity against evil, is it not?
Well, there's nothing that brings Republicans and Democrats in Washington together like spending more money. We see that throughout every single administration. It's always more money. Even when Republicans say they want to reduce the deficit, sometimes we see a slow in growth, which is something, but it's not a cut. And I get it. It's hard. The programs we spend the most money on are the ones that people really that are popular. Social Security, Medicare, the military. I think that, you know, and I don't have the answers to the hardest questions, but I think if everyone could come to the realization that we're going to have to do more with less or just simply do with less, we're not going to get there. I mean, that's kind of what everyone understands in their own personal lives. It's, okay, well, I'm going to have to make some cuts here, some sacrifices there. I had to do it recently because my rent went up. Right. I moved into a new apartment, so my rent goes up. That means I can't go out to eat as many times as I'd like to a week. Maybe I have to cook at home a few more times a week. Maybe I have to do without that shirt that I'd like to buy or something. But that's a realization that no one ever wants to accept. And if we both decided that, yeah, we can, maybe we don't need to, with the military, I mean, oftentimes we're giving the Pentagon more money than what it even asked for. And that's because that's jobs. There's a lot of people who, a lot of Congress people who, that's jobs in their district. There's contractors and they create jobs, so they don't want to give it up. Same thing with, Medicare and Social Security. We don't want to touch those because a lot of people get very nervous about seeing something they've been promised, something they've been paying into, taken away from them. So, yes, it's very hard.
Well, especially when it comes to Social Security, I'll tell you, that is a big problem for me because people have paid into it. We've got young kids paying into it. And basically, this is a government-authorized Ponzi scheme is what it's turning into because we've allowed the politicians to get into the lockbox. Thank you very much, LBJ. And, and they've raped and pillaged money that didn't belong to them. And now we're at a point where, you know, Social Security is being threatened. But that aside, okay, that's, you know, and that's really on us, on we the people, because we've allowed that to happen. We know this has been going on, and that continues. So that's our responsibility. But getting to the military, we have got to hold all these departments accountable. There's been no accounting of the military. Just as you said, the money is so massive, they can't account for it all. And so we have government waste, which, former Senator Tom Coburn, and I love Tom's spirit, and he was very honest about presenting how much waste there was in our government and in presenting an annual waste report. And that's one of the glaring numbers. I mean, when you consider all that money that is spent in the military and you can't account for it, and every time you ask for an audit, they just kind of, shrug it off like, well, this is too big. You know, it's just going to take too much time, and we just can't do it. Just don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? You have a fiduciary responsibility to we the people to account for every penny. And, pallets of money in the dark of night being sent off, and sent to support God only knows what kind of juntas that we've been supporting all in the people's name is disgusting. And we've got to stop that. You know, there has to be responsibility and fiduciary responsibility tied into this. And this is all contributing, and as far as these other sacred cows that we've had, there needs to be some discipline in there. It's almost like, Eddie, what we need, even though we're not at a point of being in a Chapter 11 situation, although some people would say that we are in businesses. We know that when businesses get into trouble and they can't really, they start running into problems and paying their bills, they bring an outside agent to come in. Many cases it's an attorney or somebody who has business expertise, hopefully, and starts making cuts. And they usually, they start cutting those sacred cows for the main reason, so for the survival of that entity, of that organization. And we need to, we're going to need to do this sooner or later anyway. And it's that that old commercial, if you remember, from Pennzoil. You can pay me now or pay me later. But the idea is that the longer you wait, the more complicated and the bigger expense, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, the president, I think, had even said that he was going to come in and do stuff for the deficit. I don't know how he imagined that when he refuses to raise any taxes on anybody. And I understand that a lot of people don't like the idea of taxes going up. I think it's more so people don't like the idea of taxes going up and yet continuing to see more and more waste. I think that that's
exactly
people's issue. They'd be willing to say, all right, maybe I can kick in a little more, but if we're just going to see the money blowing out the window just like we've seen for decades, yeah, people have a problem with that.
Well, I think that in part, and I can appreciate the president's perspective in part, and some of the economists that think that we can overcome the deficit by increasing GDP. Barack Obama's projection of 1.8 I thought was very undervalued and unrealistic, and I thought that, if we could get this country humming again, we could start realizing 3, 4, 5% GDP, and I think we missed a little bit of that opportunity because of all the fussing that was going on in Congress. You know, this trade resolution took way too long. The USMCA took way too long to get it approved. And, you know, but this is the nature. And for every delay, as we know in organizations and in business, is that, you know, time is not necessarily your ally. It can be your worst enemy. And I believe we lost some opportunity there. But they're looking at saying, look, if we increase the GDP, it will forgive some sins. Partially true. But there's also some other fiduciary responsibilities that are essential right now. And there's got to be, you know, some, you know, coordinated agreement. And I'm not sure we can do it under the two-party system. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
I know you may think it's like Mission Impossible, but look at level heads must reign here. You know, we were having a conversation last night with a bunch of friends, and I just said, you know, one of the things we have to accept, Eddie Scarry, is that you can't reason with unreasonable people. You know, sometimes you just have to call it for what it is, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's our politics today.
Exactly. He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Hey, a little tease here, if I can. Eddie's got a new book, and I got to say it very softly here, but I'm going to let you in on a secret. It's going to be coming out the end of the month, and it addresses, you know, this everybody gets a trophy culture, the privileged victims, you know, how America's culture fascists have hijacked the country and elevated its worst people. This is awesome. You need to read this because this will bring some clarity and help you to formulate, you know, a conversation, a meaningful conversation with those who are reasonable, that are looking for a fair and right solution to our political ills. And I would say that whatever we heal politically, Eddie, in my experience, we will find that we will heal in other areas of our lives, because all this stuff that goes on, you know, it's all it's all part and parcel of the insanity that we're dealing with, that's expressed in our families, amongst our kids, teen suicide. All this stuff is unhinged, and these are all symptomatic of a, you know, I think a heart and soul issue here in this country.
All right, and that's what this book is about. It's not a partisan book. It's not really even a policy book. It's a culture book. It's about the culture, and it's a little bit more than just the trophy. Everyone gets a trophy. It's more about how you can claim to have been victimized, oppressed, and aggrieved on account of whatever your gender is, whatever your sexuality is, whatever your race is, and then you can just see all the rewards start pouring in from that. And we'll talk more about that when it comes out. It comes out February 25th. It's available for pre-order right now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Exactly. Well, I can't wait, Eddie, because I think this is going to be awesome, and look forward to talking to you in more detail when the book is released. I do want to address a column that you wrote about Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He has been the darling of the media, and of course, after two primaries, Iowa, which, you know, I guess technically he won. Have they finally decided that or not? Or is that still pending? I mean, those poor guys, I feel so sorry for all the people that did all that hard work and got caught in a bucket of gum there, not to mention the candidates themselves. And, of course, got second place in last night's you know, primary there in New Hampshire, you know, but the media has really, you know, kind of charmed him into being here, because you think about him, you go, wait a minute, he's a small town mayor, and this guy is a viable candidate and nominee for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and I put that, the whole column is just about, that you just cited from the Washington Examiner that I wrote yesterday, is just about how he really is not a realistic, he's not really even a potential candidate for the nomination. It's just not going to happen. The math isn't there. And it's largely because of black support is first and foremost what it is his complete lack of black support. He's polling somewhere between 0 and 2% among black voters, black Democratic voters. And you cannot, one, win the nomination without that. Two, you certainly cannot win the general election without the black vote. And that would just be really, really embarrassing for the party. But going back to even, oh, and by the way, just to address the Iowa and New Hampshire, I think he comes out with one or two more delegates than Bernie Sanders, but that stops basically today. Mm-hmm. We're going to see him completely fade away after this, because you have for Democratic voters, they have a legitimate criticism of things starting in Iowa and New Hampshire, when that's basically all white voters, and that's not what their party actually needs to win in a general election. But going back to, and I remember when the Washington Post, they have a magazine that comes out on Sundays, and I used to receive it. The cover story was about the millennial wunderkind mayor, Pete Buttigieg from South Bend, Indiana. I'm like, where is he from? And
right.
What did he do that makes him a wunderkind? And yet it just kept going from there. And I kept looking at the polls. I said, wait, he's polling it nationally at 10%. He has no support among black voters. What, he didn't really do anything of note while in South Bend.
If anything, he's been a disaster. as a mayor, and especially, as you say, you know, antithetical to Black Americans.
Right, exactly. Again, the thing that he's most noted for and that he's apologized for end on end is having fired the Black police chief. It was, I guess, the city's first Black police chief. Mm-hmm. It was the first thing that he, or rather in his biography, his autobiography, he said that was his biggest mistake as mayor, was firing the Black police chief. Well, mm-hmm. if that was his biggest mistake, we have no idea what his biggest accomplishment is, this is entirely media driven. To some extent, that was a smart strategy on behalf of his campaign, was to make sure he did basically every single interview. I think he's done even two Fox News town halls. But that doesn't make it, that's not a, that does nothing to say that he's a good fit for the nomination or that he even has a shot at the nomination. He doesn't. You know, he can't pull at 10% nationally. To say that he did well in Iowa and New Hampshire, well, you can do that if you appeal to just white voters. I mean, we're going to South Carolina now where he'll probably come, if you close to dead last. He'll come in dead last as far as the top tier goes, so probably like fourth or fifth. But no, his entire campaign is media driven. He has no shot at the nomination. And even in a hypothetical world where he wins the nomination, Hillary lost 7 points of the Black vote from 2012 to 2016. You're going to look at another 10-point drop of the Black vote if it were someone like Pete Buttigieg, and that's absolutely catastrophic to whoever the nominee is.
Well, not to mention what Trump has been able to do in the Black communities. I mean, he went to them in 2015 and says, hey, give me a shot. What do you got to lose? And they have, and look what he's done. I mean, this last State of the Union, I mean, you talk about unifying the country. I mean, the stories from, you know, Black and brown, all Americans, and I hate to bifurcate, I hate the hyphenation, I hate the bifurcation of the citizens of America, frankly, but, you know, the media reports it that way, but I just say, look at how much more unified we are under this gazillionaire on a Manhattan that was never to be president, and we had previously a Black president that we thought, and I know many people voted for Barack Obama hope upon hope that we might be able to get beyond this racial divide that we have. I don't know that if that's ever possible that we'll totally eradicate it, but I got to tell you, in 3.5 years with Donald Trump, I'm starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully it's not a train coming at me.
Well, he did do better with Blacks and, I believe, Latinos as well than Mitt Romney did.
Right.
And I think he's smart to make the play for the Black vote. I think he was very smart in 2016 to do it. He'd be smarter if he was a little bit more aggressive about it. But the thing that people need to understand is that Trump doesn't, or, you know, any Republican really, as the nominee, does not need to get a bunch of Black people to vote for him. We would always be happy to see that happen. I'm sure whoever the nominee is would want more Black people to vote for them. But if he can just get them to stay home because they don't want to, you know, they say, well, things are fine, I'm not in any desperate situation, my situation's actually better under this president, and even if I don't want to vote for him because, you know, maybe my peers won't like that, maybe my family won't
like that, exactly.
I'm not going to go and vote for the Democratic nominee. And that's basically as good as getting their vote.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Buttigieg is going to hit a wall in South Carolina. That's what he's got to look forward to. And, you know, he comes out of, New Hampshire with a lot of momentum, but he's got a wake-up call coming, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, I mean the momentum is basically fake. He gets his name in the news, but he's toast in South Carolina, and I think in Nevada as well. I haven't really looked at the polls that well for Super Tuesday, but I don't imagine that going too well for him either. So this is basically where his train ends.
And what about Bloomberg?
He's hanging in there. Some people believe this could come down to Bloomberg and Sanders, and I think that there's some truth to that. We'll see.
What about these new audio tracks? It's causing a lot of problems for him right now.
That's the Bloomberg that I missed, the one who wasn't caving to the social justice mob.
Right, exactly. Well, he does not seem to be handling it very well. He needs some strategy here. And this is where it takes courage. And to be, to be one that is truly, you know, convicted of the things that you believe in. And I just thought that he's had a poor response and it's not serving him well. And this could end up taking him out if he's not careful. He is the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry here. Eddie, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements. formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy two, get the third one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state's first-in-the-nation primaries in New Hampshire is leading towards Senator Bernie Sanders. Pete Buttigieg is close behind.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Behind Mayor Pete, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The people of New Hampshire, because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada.
Klobuchar's campaign is planning to expand staff in Nevada, South Carolina, and other Super Tuesday states. Despite trailing, Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign is still hanging on.
If we have the courage to fight hard, we are going to win.
Senator Michael Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they're dropping out of the race. And Deval Patrick plans to suspend his campaign on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing part of your day. We do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on this network of over 320 markets across the U.S. of A. and around the world. Thank you for being here. Hey, look, at the pressure may be on for you, because just around the corner, we're talking Friday, Valentine's Day, which means many people are going to be scrambling to show our loved ones just how much we care, right? Well, joining us today to take a look at new trends for inspiring romance and connection is Barbara Cook. She's the president of Lover's Family of Stores. She has more than 30 years' experience working at some of the top retail brands in the world. Barbara Cook, good to have you with us. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for including us in your show. We're very grateful to be here.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners are going to be grateful that you're here, because there's something about Valentine's Day. I don't know, managing expectation and not quite making it happen, a lot of pressure, especially for guys for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Right. All funneled into one day, right?
And yeah.
My husband's exactly the same. He thinks the bigger the bunch of flowers, the more credits he's got for the year. That's kind of how it works. And it shouldn't be, love should be every day of the year, shouldn't
exactly.
it? It should just be, we should be able to express that however we want every day of the year.
I say it should flow, you know, and if it just flows, it's just a natural emanation of your heart and care for someone, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's this huge sort of downward commercial pressure, as you say, to funnel it all into one year. And even if there isn't, you feel bad if you don't keep up with it, right?
Well, exactly. And of course, then the person that is the object of your affection, you're trying to meet their expectation, and you think you've done a great job until she goes to the office, and then some other knucklehead husband did a better job than you did.
Has shown you up, right? Terrible. Yes,
exactly.
I know that. Well, so look, we're here to help that. And you know, whilst it is obviously a big commercial day, really, it's not about that. It's about celebrating who you love in the way that works for you. And you know, we've looked at this, and you know, probably since you and I were kids, Bill, it hasn't changed. It's the red envelope and it's the red roses, right?
Right.
And actually, the conversation about love and partnerships and who you can love and all the rest of it has changed dramatically over that time. And really, Valentine's Day hasn't sort of kept up with it. And that's why we're here and why we want to take Valentine's Day back. You know, we've got...
That's what we need to do, is make Valentine's great again, okay? I like that.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Well, it's a day of love, and it's a year of love, and love wins at the end of the day. So we've got it's a time when in our industry lots of new products come in, because it's the first time that customers come into the stores and people don't really know what they're looking for or what they need, particularly with tech now. You know, tech is big right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very relevant, particularly, you know, like Valentine's Day is on a Friday. A lot of us travel and we're not necessarily with our loved ones for work, on a Friday because we're away at work.
Mm-hmm.
There are now toys that you can actually get, that you can actually sort of be connected. But over and above all of that, we've got products that fit every stage in your life. We're inclusive in every way. You know, lingerie is big at Valentine's Day. And when we think about how lingerie is presented, it's kind of for tiny little people in tiny little packages. And that's a very small part of the population at the end of the day. So our wonderful lingerie buyer has gone out and got product that is fits all sizes, all shapes. Everybody can feel good. So you can buy something for your partner in lingerie if that's where you want to go. It doesn't matter what shape, size they're in. And actually, there's a beautiful story here, Bill, which I know you will love. Our lingerie buyer was actually in the store, and a customer came up to her, an 89-year-old lady.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I'm looking for some lingerie, and I don't really know what to do here. I don't really know what there is. I don't understand it all.
Yes.
So the buyer was able to help her. And the reason she wanted a special piece of lingerie for herself at 89 was because she had a special date night with her 92-year-old boyfriend. How cool is that? And that's very real. And it just proves love has got no boundaries.
It's forever alive. And what is it about lingerie, Barbara, that is so attracting and still makes it one of the top selling gifts for Valentine's Day?
Because it's easy. It's easy, you know.
Easier than red roses, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's an easy way to transition from red roses to the bedroom, which is kind of where everybody's heading. But that said, that's not all that's available today. You know, there are a lot of things, particularly in massage oils and candles, and we have a kit that's got, you know, everything from tea lights to the oils, and you can get candles now where you light them and the wax melts and you can use that wax to massage as the massage oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a lovely thing called a Shunga love bath, which actually turns your water in your bath into kind of a luxury jelly that is inspired by the ritual of the sensual Japanese love bath. So there's lots and lots and lots of things out there that are more relevant, more modern, just different, and to make your partner feel hugely special, especially when they get into the office and that other person in the office won't show you up then, you see.
Well, Barbara, exactly. Well, it's interesting because, you know, when it comes to Valentine's Day and romance and, as you say, taking back the holiday, you know, in the name of love and, and relationship. I mean, that is really what it's all about. Yes, it has become commercial, but, you know, it's what you want to focus on. Do you want to focus on the commercialism of the day or the romance of the day? Because last time I checked, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to couples, you know, they want the romance, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we all want to be loved, and we can all do with more love in our lives. And we see this very much as the start of introducing people to ideas and things they've never even thought of. And most of us don't know. You know, you walk into a store and you don't know. And I think that's one of the things that is extraordinary about our stores is we spend a lot of money and time training people so that they can actually be there as consultants, can actually help you and take you on your journey, whether you're the kid that's just got to university and suddenly this whole new life has opened in front of them and they really don't know what to do, through to our lovely 89-year-old and all points in between. So we can help, we can guide, we can educate, we can empower. But in all essences, it's about making you feel healthy and good in your relationships, whatever they are, however they're categorized. And that makes you healthier and more fulfilled at the end of the day. And that's all we're about.
Do you find yourself at times, Barbara, you know, sharing with people things that maybe mom and dad didn't share with you?
Yes, very definitely. There are lots of people, and you'd be surprised, even the Gen Zs, you know, they are very daring right now. 77% of them say they want to try something, but they don't really know how.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the millennials are even more daring. They're in the 88% range of wanting to do something different. And a lot of that has been about some of the films that have been out, you know, 50 Shades, any of those have impacted the conversation. And people feel that they don't really know enough to sort of keep up, and they definitely come to ask us for help, and we can provide that. And not only that, can we provide the help, we can help, we've got product that can help them on their journey as well. So
exactly.
Yes.
Well, Barbara Cook, how else can we take back Valentine's Day?
Just get online to loversafterdark.com, come to any of our stores branded as Lovers or Touch of Romance or Crystals. We're there to help you, and what we want you to do is come and have fun, explore whatever you want to explore. Don't ever be ashamed or afraid to say what you really think. We're there to help you in a safe environment, in a trusted environment, and we look for a lifelong partnership with you to join you in your journey of love.
Exactly. Barbara Cook, where can they go for more information?
www.loversafterdark.com. We're here. Stores are Crystals, Touch of Romance, or Lovers. Just come into any one of those. They're all our stores. We've all got the product. We've all got the knowledge, and we've all got the love for you.
Barbara Cook from the Lovers family of stores here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Barbara.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Coming to theaters for one day only. Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1, in theaters for one day only on February 18. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and from Hawaii, yes, the big island there, Bob Walaszewski, my good friend who served as director of Focus on the Family's plugged-in department for over 25 years, and now he's riding waves, breathing the nice clean air of island life, and just enjoying it as much as God will let you, huh?
It's kind of nice to be semi-retired, Bill.
Yes.
I'm enjoying this new phase of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with it probably brings a refreshing perspective because of all that you've talked about and dealing with the media and culture and Focus on the Family out of Colorado Springs, now being on the Big Island, and having maybe a little bit more time to think about the things that you shared with people over the years. And just how it applies today, even though, as you say, you're semi-retired, you're still an observer of the culture and life.
Well, and it's been healthy to detox a bit. My average, and I kept track for the last 10 years of my 28 years of Focus on the Family, I kept track of how many movies I saw, what day I saw it, what movie it was. And then I did an average, and it was like I averaged 138 or something like that films per year. Wow. So it was, and I'd say maybe 20% of those were basically family friendly, but the 80% weren't. And it's just nice, on that end, just to kind of go, oh, since I left Focus on the Family full time. And as you know, I continued as the radio voice for over a year.
Right.
Plugged in movie review, but as not being there full time, I only saw two movies in 2019 at the theater.
Whoa. Wow.
So from
you're popcorn deprived, buddy.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good fun. Well, you know, I wanted to get your read very quickly because here on the mainland, there's been a lot of hoopla over, you know, the impeachment crisis. And of course, Donald Trump now has been acquitted. What's your read there on, you know, on the Hawaiian Islands? How are the people looking at this?
Well, Hawaii is a very liberal state, and I'm a avid reader of the local newspaper, and when you read the op-eds that are written locally, they almost make you want to gag. That people go, you know, how could this man get away with high crimes and misdemeanors? It's like you just want to say, wait. Tell me what high crime and misdemeanor was committed. Right. That's the whole issue.
Right.
You know, it was a hatchet job, a very partisan hatchet job. And from now on, anytime a party gets mad at their president, the other party for any reason, I can tell you they're going to use impeachment as a weapon. And that is so wrong. Mm-hmm. It troubles me to see the future down the road.
Exactly. And it's not that far-fetched. I mean, we saw in recent times what Harry Reid did when the Democrats controlled the Senate. He went nuclear. So then there was an opportunity when Mitch McConnell, in dealing with a nomination of a judge, he went nuclear. And, you know, it was so funny because the Democrats were so shocked, you know, that they would do that. Well, you lowered the bar. And so hopefully Republicans do not follow the lead of the Democrats over something, you know, as serious as impeachment. And I think that in the process, the Democrats cheapened, you know, what impeachment is all about. And really, that's why they were probably knocked down. But unfortunately, whether it's the Big Island, there's other parts of, the homeland here, Bob, I will say to you, because of the poison that was put into the bloodstream of the political culture domestically, people have that viewpoint that, Trump is guilty as charged by the court of public opinion, brought to you by the mainstream media and, the stories of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler that they contrived. But look at if that was really the case and he was worthy of impeachment, then it would have been bipartisan. And, we'd have had a closer debate. But unfortunately, as it worked out, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats didn't do their job. But meanwhile, the lasting damage that they may have done on the body politic is another discussion.
Yeah. And there's quite a bit of discussion about how come they didn't have witnesses in the Senate end of the thing. And I want to say that was the Democrat. They have all the opportunities to bring the witnesses that they wanted to. But once they brought the articles of impeachment, it was the Senate's job to try that, not to bring in more witnesses.
Yeah, based on what they presented, no doubt. Well, I want to talk to you particularly about what's happening in terms of the family dynamic and all the distraction. You and I have had this discussion for a number of years since, we started putting handheld computers in the hands of our young people and, even adults. I mean, we've been poor examples in allowing these handheld devices to be distractions and have gotten in the way of the important family dynamic.
Well, Bill, you caught me out today running when I was out jogging, and one of the regular sights I see in my morning run is probably about 15 high school kids waiting at a bus stop very near my home.
Mm-hmm.
I would say almost without fail, of those 15 kids that are waiting daily, 11 of them are on their cell phone every time I run by.
Wow.
No matter how many times I run by.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I went out to dinner last weekend to a restaurant in the Kona area. And we don't go out that much over here. It's a long ways to go for one thing. It's expensive is another thing. But we did go out, and I just happened to look around the restaurant. And of the nearby tables that were very easy to say, see, probably let's say there were 8 tables that I was looking at, 6 of them, someone, if not both, both people at the restaurant, if there was a couple, were on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, a couple and both of them were on their cell phone. You know, I've been a watcher of the culture for a long time, and there's a lot of different ways one could see. But one of the things that I would really hope is that your listeners and people of faith would rise above that better than the rest of the world, that we would take our special times out for dinner and we'd say, let's talk.
Yes.
You know, when our kids are at the bus stop or they're doing whatever, that they're making friends and they're getting to know one another and they're asking about their likes and their dislikes and their hobbies and their future goals and their plans, rather than whatever they're doing, you know, checking, I don't know, whatever they're checking, Instagram,
on
their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not anti-phone. I mean, I'm talking to you on a phone. I'm appreciative that cell phones exist.
Exactly.
But I'm very much more appreciative that family time exists. And it goes so quickly. I just want to remind your listeners, put down the phone, have a great conversation. Time is too short.
Yeah, and the thing is, phones have really taken over in a big way. I mean, if not, my observation has been, and I think I may have mentioned this to you the last time we were in Hawaii. I mean, here it is, you know, gorgeous country, I mean, views and everything else, and you see a family of four at dinner. Each of them are on the cell phones. They're not even conversing. They're not even looking up. They're looking into this cell phone, and they deprive themselves of that interaction of their family, the time to decompress. They're away from all this stuff. It's like, hey, can we enjoy mom and dad? Can we enjoy brother and sister? I know that's a little bit of a challenge these days sometimes, but nonetheless, I mean, maybe we need to employ some discipline and say, look, you know, when you're at the dinner table, you know, because there's some families I'm hearing more and more, they're just saying, Bill, we're really strict about this, you know, is that we have a basket right there at the doorway. When you come in
that,
for dinner, you put the phone in the basket.
That's right. And I'm hearing, and this is a hard one. I have not done this, but some families are doing a cell phone free vacation.
So
they go on the vacation for a week, come to Hawaii or wherever they might go, Disneyland, they actually try, they'll bring one phone for emergency and look at it to see who, and if it doesn't look like it's emergency, they don't answer it.
Right.
That's a really tough one. But for the families that can navigate that, I bet they have a much better vacation than many of us do.
And I bet they do. And Bob, the deal is, again, we have been so attuned and responsive to these cell phones. I mean, it's the tyranny of the urgent, if you remember that presentation. And suddenly that becomes tyrannical in our lives, and it interrupts a relationship. It interrupts our connection. And, you know, I kind of like Rich DeVos's statement one time when somebody asked him about not returning a message so quickly and everything. And he said, hey, look, I didn't ask you to call me to begin with, you know. So, you know, give me a break.
I know. One other thing I've been thinking about lately, Bill, and I just love to get your thoughts on it too and kind of share with our listeners, is we just came off the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And in the advertisements for a mere 30 seconds, I was told, were touching $6 million.
Yeah, $5.6 million.
Yeah, for a mere 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, one has to think about that for a while and say, for those that are out there saying, there's no real power in movies, there's real no power in television shows, there's real no power in songs and video game storylines, etc. It's all innocent entertainment. Just enjoy it, Bob. Just relax and enjoy it. There's no power in it, no negative power kind of thing. I want to say, if there's no power in the media, then why in the world are companies lining up to pay $5.6 million for a mere 30 seconds to try to influence the culture to buy their product?
Again, from the Big Island, Bob Waliszewski. Aloha, my friend.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter